奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边一起来学习。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us begin our learning.
那感谢神啊，大家牺牲休息的时间，有人上班上了一个礼拜，其实星期天应该休息一下，但是大家都来了。
We thank God that everyone sacrificed their day of rest because we work for 5 days, and typically Sunday is the day we rest from work, but everyone has come.
感谢主，求主耶稣看我们的心啊，纪念那赐福给我们。
And we also thank the Lord, and may Lord Jesus look at our hearts and remember us.
在练诗的时候，我坐在那，怎么我听以前没听过一个声音很好听这样子，那我以为是那个一个年轻人或是学过歌唱的，我回去一看，回头第一次看，因为那个人遮住嘛，我还是不死心又看一下，他看我啊，原来是我们的，我叫大哥，但是你们应该叫伯伯还是叔叔吧，还是我吓一跳，我怎么他年纪他应该比我大一点点，大几一两岁两三岁我不知道，就怎么唱歌那么好听啊。
During him singing, I heard
感谢主啊。
A voice behind me, and I was thinking, such a beautiful voice. It must be some young person that I haven't met. So I turned around, and I turned around again to double check. And it turns out it was Brother Guo that is just a few years older than me, and his voice was so beautiful.
Because I feel that the older you get, singing songs like that, like a train accelerating, stopping, that kind of poor, and is.所以有的人越老就越不敢唱，他唱很大声的，感谢主。
And thank God, because I feel like a lot of times when we grow older, the more we want to sing hymns, the more we sound like a train that's trying to stop, and most people are hesitant to sing as they grow older. But thank God we're able to still sing so loudly.
把昨天的那个功用把它补完了。
So today we want to finish what we were talking about, the function of systematic theology.
那本来还要讲别的，我看就直接就进入到教义，不然可能又是讲不到这个。我已经讲过要讲这个嘛，哈。
And originally I wanted to cover some other topics, but let's just skip directly into the creed or the doctrine so that I can finish it, because I already said I would talk about this.
好，那昨天已经讲到两点。
So yesterday,
when
we were talking about the function yesterday, we talked about two of the functions.
这个系统神学就是要宣扬的。
So systematic theology is
以这个为基础。
The function is to preach the gospel.
那个《使徒行传》二章，你看三十七、三十八，这就是最原始的所谓的教义。
And in Acts chapter 2, verses 37-38, this is what we can call the original or the first creed and doctrine.
那接下来才就是《使徒行传》二章四十二节使徒的教训。
And then we see the teachings of the apostles.
这些都是系统性的。
And this is all taught in a systematic way.
我们引到那个路加福音，它是一个叙述性的一个教义，就是有系统排下来的。
And in the Gospel of Luke, we see, the teachings come in a sequential way. So this is taught to us in a very systematic way.
那罗马书也是一种系统性的真道。
And the Book of Romans is also a systematic presentation of a sermon.
那个。这是教训，很重要的。
And these are all important teachings.
所以我们现在也有受洗之后也有什么新受洗的那个什么什么班，其实这个班应该要教到他一百岁到坟墓还要再教，对，教到坟墓就不用再教了。
And so today, that's why when believers, after they are baptized, we hold new believers class for them. But in reality, we really should continue these classes all the way until we go to the grave and that's when we can stop.
好，那那个第三个呢，就是那个我们来看一节哈，就是彼得前书。
And let's look at the third function. Let's look at a verse in 1 Peter.
第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
使徒行传从二十二章开始呢，就是这个字一直在重复。
Starting from chapter 22 of Acts, this function apologetics is repeated.
时代到了二十二章之后，你可以看他没有再宣道了，就只有卫道。
When we look at the apostolic era, starting from verse 22, they stopped evangelizing. They only started defending the gospel.
因为在这之前那个门已经关了，这象征性的了，二十一章门已经关了。
And in chapter 21, we see that symbolically the door has been closed.
二十一章的二十节。
In chapter 21, verse 20.
那二十二章的第一节你看。
And if we look at chapter 22, Acts chapter 22, verse 1. Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now.
中文是英文把它翻 defense, 中文把它翻分数。其实在希腊文是 apologia, 就是用英文直接翻出来就是 apologetics.
And in verse 1, we see the English translation uses the term my defense, and in the original Greek, it just uses apologetics.
Defense 不是在宣道。
When you are defending, you're not preaching.
Defense 是说你们信耶稣那个有给你吃给你吃。给你穿给你人家在骂我们的就是你说没有啊
And defending is someone would say to us if you believe in Jesus you have something to eat you have something to wear rebuking us and we say no we haven't
那是用台语啦 还没那个就比较难听一点后来说你欠钱你不用还
and then maybe in
不像你没有听过
there's a usually a Taiwanese expression where if someone's mad at you, they'll say, you owe money and you're not paying back the money you owe.
那人家讲这样，你就说没有啊。
And in response,
第一个我没欠钱，第二个上次他请我吃饭，我还回请他两次，怎么会欠钱不还呢？这个是不是在宣道？不是，只是人家骂你，你说我没有。
And if someone accuses you of being a freeloader and never paying back, you would say, no, no, I always pay back. And I even treated this person to a meal a few times. And is that evangelizing? No, that's just defending yourself.
是人家问你，你回答说怎么样？
When someone asks you a question, you simply respond to it.
那《使徒行传》其实到二十二章之后，你把这个字重复在这里很多次。
And starting from Acts chapter 22, you see the term defense repeated throughout the book.
所以这个你系统性的道理也是一种整体的也是一种卫道。
So the systematic teachings of the Bible on a whole is also apologetics, a defense.
那对于这个呢耶稣已经告诉我们你不用怕。
And concerning this, Jesus already told us, do not be afraid.
但是要准备。
But you have to be prepared.
你不要还没遇到你就吓得要命啊。
Don't become so afraid even before we encounter this.
好，那彼得前书三章十五节。
If we turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
一般人把这一节当成就是卫道的大宪章。就是 Charter Magna.
Typically, people would treat this verse as the Magna Carta of apologetics.
对，那就是说，这里说，只要心里尊主基督为圣，这是你内心的。然后呢，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。 所以这是一个长期的，人家都还没有问你就先怎么准备好。
So verse 15 tells us that this is something that we prepare in advance. Even before someone asks us a question, we are ready to give a defense.
怎么星期六都跑去哪里了？
And maybe someone asks, where did you go on Saturday?
那人家问你就说，哦，我们去做礼拜了。
So if someone asks you, then you can say, oh, we went to observe the Sabbath.
所以这个系统性的神学就是一种伟大的基础。
So systematic theology is the fundamentals of apologetics.
好，那接下来呢？这个从这个系统性的这个真理，就是系统神学，接那个第五、第四个哈。
And when we look at the systematic truth or systematic theology, the fourth function,
就要成为那个什么圣礼。
It becomes a sacrament.
圣礼的基础。
It becomes the building blocks, the basis of sacraments.
的那个 foundation.
It becomes the sacraments foundation.
因为你这个道理，你如果没这个道理哈，这个
，because if the word, the logos，
跟德就有关系的，一定是借着一个圣礼，把它发出来。
If it relates to salvation, it is demonstrated or manifested through a sacrament.
譬如说
，for example，
你把那个洗礼的道理背得滚瓜烂熟。
If you can memorize and completely understand all the teachings concerning baptism,
完全照圣经
and you are following completely according to the Bible,
还只是一个什么一个道理而已。
It is still only a teaching only.
或是你这样相信
or if you believe it,
但是一定要有一个借着圣礼哈。
But you have to through a sacrament.
当然，在圣礼的当中，一定一个很重要的就是什么
？And of course, something that needs to be in a sacrament that's very important is
就是应许的圣灵
，is the promised Holy Spirit.
圣灵的运行
through the moving of the Holy Spirit.
经过这个，你照这个，经过一个圣礼。
And according to the word, through a sacrament.
然后呢，就会发出一个什么属灵的能力了。
Then spiritual power is demonstrated.
那经过这个，然后呢，有一个能力，然后呢，你在这边，你进入到这里面，你就得到这个恩典。
So through the sacrament, there is a spiritual power. Then you receive the spiritual blessing. So if we have the truth on the left, th. The truth, the word of God.
这个我们有昨天有谈过哈，这是理论神学，到最后其实只是一个真理一个话而已。你一直放在那里没有用，不是没有用，就是在那里而已。
And we mentioned this. We mentioned this yesterday. At the end, the conclusion of the theoretical theology is the truth, the word. But if you just put it there by itself, it is just the truth, the word.
那一定要圣灵，然后呢，借着圣灵，它有属灵的那个能力。
It has to be carried out through a sacrament with the promised Holy Spirit, and then there is spiritual power.
那经过了这个圣礼之后呢？你看，这个你的所相信的就实现出来，罪得胜。
And through the sacrament,
赦罪在这里。
The truth you believed is fulfilled. So in this case, your sin is washed away.
你看哦，太初有道。
We see in the beginning there is the word.
但是那个道一定要讲出来。
But that word must be spoken.
你看创世纪的时候。
If you look at Genesis.
不是，当然是有没有说，这个起初神创造天地，那接下来呢？
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then what happened?
混沌，夜面黑暗。
The earth was without form and void.
然后神的灵运行在水面上。
And the spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
所以那个是神的灵的进入参与。
And we see that was the participation of God's spirit.
那接下来不是道哦。
And then next we see it is not the word.
是道，然后的化成化。神就神说那个说就是话。
But it is the word being manifested in spoken word because God spoke the word.
那讲完之后，这个世界就哇成就了。
And after the word was spoken, then this world was created.
就把它实现出来。
It was manifested, demonstrated.
你看现在这个宇宙这个世界。圣经是说什么？
If you look at the universe, the world,
谁把它托住？
The Bible says who holds the universe in its place.
谁？
Who?
我们看那个希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
那个神话是说，Atlas 托着。
In mythology, it says it is Atlas who holds the world in place.
对不对？现在人比较少看 Atlas 了。
But of course,
你都是看那个导航的嘛。
Today, probably very few people read about Atlas.
有没有？你用吗？
大学的时候有。
大学的时候，你大学的时候还用啊？那你也不是很非常先进了。你毕业好久了？
蛮久，2006。我是上那个 mythology class 才读到。
才读到。我说 Atlas 是地图那个。
I'm talking about the Atlas, the physical Atlas, not the.
我不晓得英文你们的地图是什么说
？Or yeah, the an actual map Atlas.
是不是你们讲 Atlas？ 不是。
对，也是 Atlas， 另外一个 Atlas。
不是了，那个地图为什么叫做 Atlas？ 因为就是那个古希腊有一个神话里面，你们常常有时候看那个一个地球有一个人。在那有没有？你们有没有看到这样的雕像？
In the English language，
到处去美国是很少出去就是了。欧洲到处是有啊，教堂啊什么都有啊。
Maps are usually also referred to atlases because in mythology there is a person named Atlas who holds up the world, and that's why a lot of times you'll see illustrations of this Atlas holding up the world. You can see it in cathedrals and other places.
那个万有神用手托住吗？托硬要东西托啊，还是像非洲人用头顶着？
And if God holds everything in place, what does He hold it with? Is it does He do it like the people in Africa where they carry water over their heads?
来念一下，第一章第一节看看。
In Hebrews chapter 1:1。It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets.
继续哈。
Verse 2, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds.
Okay, 所以借着他就是这个词哦，创造。来，再接下来。
And so it's through his Son he created all things. Verse 3.Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
所以现在谁托住这个所有的东西？
So now, who is upholding all things?
主耶稣嘛，对不对？
It is Lord Jesus.
对的来讲，用什么托住？
And what does he uphold all things with?
不是用手。
He doesn't use his hands.
你也可以说用手嘛。
Maybe you
也可以用头顶，不然怎么样
？You can uphold all things with your hands, with your head.
是用什么
？But what does he use to uphold all things?
在圣经里面哈，如果是用希腊来讲的话，这是 logos 嘛哈。
And in Greek, we see that there's this term logos.
这是讲他的 本质 essence 的东西。
And this is what talks refers to his essence.
另外一个就是 rhema.
And there's also rhema.
Rhema 就是那个英文的那个演讲术 rhetorics 就是从这个字来的。
And the English word rhetoric comes from this Greek word rhema.、嗯、
这就是 rh 哈。Rhema 是讲出来的。
And rhema means to speak out.、嗯、speak
太初有道，但是神讲出的话是创造的。
In the beginning there is the word, but God spoke the word and created the world.、
嗯、当然、圣经没有说 logos 托住万有，而是什么？耶稣的 rhema 说讲出来。
And the Bible doesn't say it is the Logos who upholds all things, but it is Jesus' rhema or the spoken word that upholds all things.
是这样，你很多道理、啊、存在心里。
So you have a lot of teachings and truth in your heart.
你要讲出来才有力量。
But only when you speak it out will there be power.
力量在哪？你去宣道。
And where is the power when you evangelize?、
嗯、我们有一个年长的、哦、在这里、哦、他说。有时候你准备道理准备完了，那么一上台呢，讲出你没有准备的东西，就是你在讲的时候怎么样，有能力。
And there's some senior workers who shared that when they prepare for a sermon, they prepare a lot of things, but when they're on the pulpit giving the sermon, they say other things because when they speak the word, they have they're given power.
不然你只有 logos, 你没有 rhema.
And if you only have logos and you don't have rhema.
我不是说 logo 不重要， logo 是本啊，你没有这个本的话，你的 rhema 都是绘画。
And I'm not saying logos is not important because if you don't have the word, then everything you speak is just useless.
你的 logo 是错了，你出来 rhema 可能是魔鬼的话。
Or if your logos is wrong,
这个要小心哦。
Then and you have rhema, you speak the word, and it's the wrong word. It might be the words of Satan. You have to be careful.
有时候魔鬼的话也是。相当感人的。我昨天不是讲到希特勒。
Sometimes the words of a devil can also be very moving. Yesterday I gave the example of Hitler.
来，我们来看那个，所以要做才有能力了。
So only when we do it will there be power.
我们来看一节哦，那个出埃及记十六章。
Exodus chapter 16.
因为在这之前有一个宗教教育的老师。
Because before this, there was a religious education teacher.
来，他因为我想说你宗教教育教那么久了，这个还不知道不行。
And I was thinking, if you are teaching RE for so long and you still don't understand this, it cannot be.
那我们看十六章第一节。
So let's look at Exodus chapter 16, verse 1.
好，这在旷野路上面。
They are in the wilderness.
到了第二个月的十五日啊。
On the 15th day of the second month,
刚好一个月嘛，哈。
It has been 1 month exactly.
因为他们是从一月十五号开始走的嘛。
Because they started their journey on the 15th day of the first month.
一个月完之后，他们食物可能吃的差不多了。
So after 1 month, they probably are about to finish all the food they have.
当然就抱怨啦。
So they started complaining.
你没有学过神的话，抱怨。神哦，很少处理你，都是爱你。
If you have not learned the word of God before and you complain to God, very seldom does God discipline you. Instead, God will treat you lovingly.
你看那个出埃及的事情哦，很有趣的。
If you look at the incidents in Exodus, it's very interesting.
在西乃山之前跟之后，你可以比较一下。
You can compare what happens before Mount Sinai and after Mount Sinai. It's very interesting.
之前百姓怎么抱怨，甚至拿石头要打死那个摩西啊，神都不吭声，只说哦怎么样解决？因为你还小嘛，那个小孩子两岁的小孩打妈妈，会不会？有啊，我看他一岁多打妈妈。如果他二十岁打妈妈，那这下去就怎么样？就抓到警察局去了，对不对？抓到警察局了，
So before Mount Sinai, we see when the Israelites complained, they even want to stone Moses to death. We see God doesn't really say a word against them, and God just tells Moses what to do. It's like if a 1 or 2 year old child hits the mother, then you won't really do anything about it. But if a 20-year-old hits the mother, you'll probably call the police.
那这时候呢，他们讲了，把我们带到这里来，要我们都饿死啊。
So at this time, they complain that you have brought us here to starve us to death.
你看他们在抱怨，每次哈一定会讲死。
We see that every time they complain,
他们渴死啊，他们饿死啊。
They always mention that they're about to die. They're going to die of hunger. They're going to die of thirst.
神有没有骂他们
？But does God rebuke them or discipline them?
他没有啊。
He doesn't.
第四节哈。
In verse 4.
神就对摩西说了
So God said to Moses,
我要将粮食从天上降给他们
I will rain bread from heaven for you.
好，那现在开始神定你去捡玛拿的那个 规则
And from this point, God sets the rules for them to collect manna.
这时候百姓还不知道什么叫做玛拿
At this time, the people did not know what is manna.
他们也没有收取过
And they have not yet collected manna before.
神给他们规定是什么样
So what are the rules that God set for them?
你不要说每天捡一份，星期五捡两份，这个你神让你当好了。
Don't say that God told them to get one portion each day and get two portions on Friday. If you're saying that, then you might as well be God yourself.
神都还没讲，你就先讲出来。
Because even before
God, 绝对不可能的，你只是自作聪明在乱讲话。
Even before God began to speak, you spoke for him. You're just trying to be a smart aleck.
那我们就从圣经慢慢看哈。
So let's look closely at the Bible.
神对百姓说，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份。记住，第四节。
Starting from chapter 4, we see that.
But 十六章四节。
Chapter 16, verse 4, God says, "And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them."
对，每天收每天的份哦，哈。
So they can gather a certain quota every day.
有没有例外？
Are there any exceptions?
没有，神没有讲。你如果说有例外，星期五捡两份，那你又自己在当神了。
If you say there is an exception,
这是很严肃的问题啊。
They can collect an extra portion on Friday, then there's a problem because then that means you're God because God didn't say that.
没有关系，慢慢来。这个不用跳，但是你要先心里面要先领受神的话。每天收每天的份哦。
So before we look at verse 5, we must first receive God's.
这个基本的，我们唱基本的不收好，然后就跳东跳西。
We must first receive God's word into our heart. So verse 4, what God tells us is that they may gather a certain quota or a portion of a day every day. So before we skip to something else, we have to receive this first.
其实，我跟你一样喝一桶奶水长大的，你想什么，我也是这样照你，跟你一样想的。
But I
你喝的奶水，你喝完我也是喝的了，我没有什么秘籍啊。
And I grew up the same way you did. We probably drank the same milk growing up. So I don't have any secrets. I only know what also, you also know.
所以神的规定是什么？每天说每天的份，对不对
？So what is God's rule?
记住这个
God.God's rule that he gave them was that every day they will gather a day's portion for that day.
接下来很奇妙，神还特别讲一句哦。
And then we see what happens next is very miraculous because God says something.
我好试验他们遵不遵我的法度。
Following that, God said that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not.
捡玛拿的法度是每天收每天的份，要试验你是不是守住这个。
The law of collecting manna is that every day they need to collect one day's portion. Is that a fair law?
好，那接下来神又开始讲了。
And then after that, God continues to speak.
那个到了第六天。
And on verse 5, and it shall be on the sixth day.
第六天到了。 要说几份?
On the sixth day, how many portions should they collect?
先念前面的哈。
Let's read the first part again.
每天说每天的份，对不对？说一份，对不对？
The previous verse says, every day they will collect one day's portion.
好，所以到了第六天，他们把要把所收进来的预备好了。
And verse 5 says, on the sixth day, they shall prepare what they bring in.
也就是说，你出去也是收几份。
That means,when you go out, how many portions do you collect?
一份。
It's still one portion.
神没有说你收两份啊，每天收每天的份，你第六天也是收一份，收进来。
God didn't say on the sixth day you will collect two portions, but God says on the sixth day you shall also bring, prepare what you bring in, the same one portion.
那一个很重要，你要预备。
So what is very important to notice here is that God says they shall prepare.
预备好了。
After they have prepared.
然后呢，比每天所说的多一倍。
And it shall be twice as much as they gather daily.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
跟这个一样咯。
It's the same as we wrote on the board.
你本来是一倍。
So originally you had one portion.
不是说一倍，你的本来的这个不是倍了，就是你的 portion.
This is your portion.
好，那经过了，你也是捡进来，经过了预备。
So after preparing the one portion.
预备完了之后。
And then after preparing.
你本来是。一份的就会怎么样呢?
Originally, your portion will, what will happen to it?
就成为两多一倍。
You will have an extra portion.
这个才叫恩典啊。
And this is grace.
你相信吗?
Do you believe?
百姓相信不相信?
Do the people believe?
有的根本不相信，不是说不相信啊，说有点怕怕。
Some, maybe it's not that they didn't believe, but they were a little bit afraid.
所以后来他们出去就捡两份。
So afterwards, when they went out, they collected two portions instead.
神说好吧 ，OK， 神没有讲他们，你愿意做你就多做吧。
But God didn't say anything to them then. God just let them be. If they want to do extra, they can do extra.
神从来没有叫他们那个。第六天收两份，这是你自己讲的。
But God never told them to collect two portions on the sixth day. This is something we said ourselves.
每天收每天份。
God told them every day they will collect a portion for that day.
第六天收进来。
On the sixth day, after they have collected that portion,
预备。
They need to prepare it.
会多一倍。
After they prepare it, they will have an extra portion.
你吃一份。
If you eat one portion,
那另一份到隔天不会错。
The extra portion that remains will not be spoiled on the next day.
这是双重的恩典。
This is a double portion of blessing.
收进来。
After you collect,
预备好变成两份，这是第一层的，这是最 essential 最基础的恩典。
And you prepare that portion and you receive an extra portion. This is the most basic level of grace of blessings.
第二个恩典是你留到隔天不会臭不会生虫。
And the second grace we receive, or the second blessing is that if you keep this portion to the next day, it will not spoil, it will not have worms in it.
这是神的最原始的旨意。
And this is God's original will for them.
这就是安息日的恩典嘛。
And this is the blessing of the Sabbath day.
百姓怎么做？
So what did the people do?
他想说两只鸟在树上。
The people probably thought.
虽然是神应许的，但是我还是拿一只鸟在手上比较安全。
The people thought, well, I see two birds in the tree, and even though God did give us a promise, it will be safer if we grab a bird for us.
好，那我们看第22节。
So let's continue reading verse 22.
对。你二十一节了哈。
Or starting from verse 21.
他们每天早晨按个人的饭量收取，日头一发热就消化了。这是也是神的规矩就是了哈。
And verse 21 says, they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need, and when the sun became hot, it melted. This is also the rule that God had set for them.
那当然要早起啊，不然就吃不到了。
So they have to wake up early in the morning, otherwise they won't have many food to eat.
如果你睡到那个太阳晒屁股，那就起来， 可能如果你睡到晒阳，太阳晒屁股，我建议继续睡。为什么？因为你起来也吃不到东西，睡在那里还省一点 能量呢，对不对？
If you sleep in all the way till the sun is up, I recommend you to just continue sleeping, because if you wake up, you will have no food to eat.
好，我们看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
到第六天，他们收了双倍的食物。
And so it was on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread.
他们自己做的。
They did it themselves.
神，然后呢，很奇妙的哈。
And we see something that's very amazing.
那每人就收两倍吗？
So everyone gathered twice as much.
然后呢，接下来说，会众的官长来告诉摩西。
And the next sentence says, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses.
特别来报告说，他们收两份呢。
So they came and told Moses that they gathered twice as much.
神没有回答，摩西也没有回答。
But God didn't respond and Moses didn't respond.
你愿意做就做吧。
If you want to do this now, go ahead and do it.
你只是享受一个恩典。
Because in doing so, you're just enjoying one of the blessings.
因为你收两份，吃一份，那一份到隔天不会臭，这是恩典。
Because if you gather two portions, and you eat one portion, the remaining portion will not spoil on the next day. That is a blessing.
所以神从来没有说你第六天收两份，这是你自己讲的，你自己想的。
But God never told them to gather two portions on the sixth day. This is something that we say ourselves.
那现在要讲的是什么？
So what are we talking about now?
其实你要做。
We're talking about we must do it.
你如果收一倍。你就放着睡大觉，明天怎么样？
If,
也不会变两倍啊。
Because if you gathered one portion on the sixth day, but you don't go prepare it, and you go back to sleep, what will happen the next day? You will still only have that one portion.
神的恩典一定要去实现出来。
For God's blessing or God's grace, we have to go and do it.
你有洗礼的道理啊，这个他你背得滚瓜烂熟，完全相信。你没有去接受，你没有去实践，怎么样？还是 logos， 你没有 rhema 的那个能力。
If we have the teachings of baptism and we understand it completely, but all we do is know it, but we never actually go do it, then we will not have the power from rhema. We just have logos.
妈妈是两个恩还是一个恩？
两个恩，
两个恩哈。玛拿也一样啊。
So it's the same with manna.
到第六天一定要去准备。
On the sixth day after you collect the portion, you have to go prepare it.
你准备的时候乘凉。
And when you prepare it, it will have an extra portion.
你的恩赐也一样。
It's the same with your gifts.
你不去做。
If you don't go do it,
到隔天这个玛拿就臭了烂了。
On the next day, the manna will spoil.
那如果到第六天的也不会变两天，你不去做的话，你一定会安息会饿到。
And on the
除非你星期五不吃嘛。
On the sixth day, if you don't go prepare that portion you collected, you will not have that extra portion, and you'll be hungry the next day.
所以我在想，你一定很喜欢唱诗啊。我很少听你这样，你一定会越唱越喜欢唱。我回去应该要多多练。
I was thinking Brother Guo probably really enjoys singing hymns. That's why the more he sings hymns, the more beautiful his hymns are. So when I go home, I need to go sing more hymns.
我不知道了，应该你也很喜欢唱诗
哈。I'm just guessing. You probably really enjoy singing hymns.
越唱就越会唱。
So the more you sing hymns, the more you'll be able to sing hymns.
那恩赐就会越大。
And you will have more gifts in that area.
各方面都一样。
It's the same for all areas.
好，那。所以我们的那个在圣礼里面就是也要用这个系统性的真理为基础。
So within sacraments, we have to use systematic theology as the fundamentals.
那最后一个呢？
The foundation.
就是要实践嘛。
And then the final function is to practice.
这是讲整个教会的。
Because previously we're talking about something for the entire church.
那个人呢?
What about us individually?
你不要把洗礼当成一个教条。
Don't treat baptism as only a article of a rule, regulation of the church.
其实你还没受洗之前，要学习就是洗礼的道理。
Before you receive baptism, you must learn the teachings concerning baptism.
你接受洗礼。
And when you receive baptism,
你得到那个能力。
You receive that power.
这个能力是恩典啊，加在你身上。
This power is grace that comes upon you.
你就穿上基督。
And then you will put on Christ.
那过了之后，你要活出基督啊。
And then after this, you have to live out Christ.
活出你洗礼的时候所得到的能量啊。
You have to live out the power that you have received during baptism.
嗯，你有没有试过？
Have you tried this?
你把洗礼的道理，一直在想。
You meditate on the teachings of baptism.
嗯，你已经受洗了。
And you have received baptism already.
哦，你是属耶稣的了。
And you belong to Jesus.
我看这，你会如果再讲下去，可能太多有见证了。
And if I continue speaking, I'll probably go over time. But there are testimonies.
遇到很大的困难。
That when we face great difficulties.
忽然你想到我是披戴基督的，怕什么？
Suddenly, we remember that we have put on Christ. What are we afraid of?
遇到疯子，你不用怕。
When we face a crazy person, we are not afraid.
遇到强盗不怕。
When we face a robber, we are not afraid.
有一个传道人哦。
There is a preacher.
在非洲。
Who was in Africa?
那个非洲半路有时候都那个什么警察在那里。他警察是要钱的、啊，说老师，他们不晓得真还是假，他们说。警察常常钱那个政府不够钱，他就在路边收钱。
And in some places in Africa, sometimes the police are there to ask you to give them bribes because they don't receive enough money from the government, so they're waiting to get people from get money from people.
那他那个车子如果来的话，他就上去啊，每个那个警察一定拿一个大簿子。
So if the police car comes,
那你钱就放这里，那这样就走了。
The policeman will just, they'll always have a large book. They'll just hold it up to you, and you're expected to just place some money there, and then they'll drive away.
那有一次一个传单，其实他不知道那个车子哈，也没有驾照，也没有行车执照。
So one time a preacher was in Africa. The police car did not have any signage that or.
那个
oh,
我们的传道坐的那个车子。
It happened that the preacher was sitting in a car, and the car had no signage and no license plate.
那两个警察他们是开警察车在那边等的。
And then there were two policemen driving a police car waiting.
那被挡下来了。
And so they pulled them over.
那其实等一下有布道会啊。
But they were on their way to an evangelical service.
怎么办？
So what should they do?
但是他是跟那个驾驶讲啊，啊，当晚他是说，当然有个白人有钱哦。
And they were talking about they were with the driver, and then they were talking about how there was a Caucasian person with money.
他不是对。
Oh, there was a white skinned person with money.
好，我就去了。
So we.
我忽然想到。
Suddenly I remembered.
我跟那个警察说，你信耶稣吗？
So I told the policeman, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
我说你看
Look.
你知道我是那个派来的。
Do you know that I am sent by He from above?
你帮助我。You help me, you help God.
If you help me, you help God.
我说你没有的话，你不帮神，这个很重要。我等一下要布道会，你看怎么神怎么处理你。
And if you don't help me, you're not helping God, and I'm on my way to evangelical service. This is very serious. God will deal with you.
他连二话不说，马上跑过去，差一点把那个人揍扁。
And
因为拿不到钱了，那他又跑回来跟我说：“好，我帮助神，我帮助你，我派这辆车子送你去。”
And the policeman went back to talk to other policemen, and because they're not able to collect money, the other person was probably going to be mad, but then they came back and said, okay, I'll help you, I'll help God, and I'll send this car to escort you.
蛮有趣的就是了。
And it was very interesting.
好， 所以不用怕。
So we don't have to be afraid.
昨天我们讲啊，你看你后台硬不硬？
You have to see if who is backing you is strong.
硬吗？
Is your back strong?
硬不硬？
硬。
硬啊。
And because the person who is backing you is strong.
有人说，哇，我爸爸是那个 Bill Gates， 所以有钱。我爸爸是什么？对不对？
So some people might say, oh, my father is Bill Gates, or my father is very rich. So,
如果你爸爸是总统，我看如果你去路边摊吃，人家知道，可能就不会收你钱。
And if you,
但是可能照个相，哇，总统儿子来吃饭。
If your father was the president and you go and go eat at a restaurant, they probably won't charge you any money. They'll just want to take a picture with you.
硬吗？
硬。
硬啊。但是你的神比他硬不硬？
And even though if your father was your president was backing you, that's very strong. But is your God greater than the president?
没有比我们的后台更硬的，怕什么？
There is no one greater than who is backing us. So what shall we be afraid of?
不用怕。
We don't have to be afraid.
什么都不怕，魔鬼更不怕。
We don't have to be afraid of anything, especially
也不用烦恼。
The devil. We don't have to be worried.
我忽然想到有一个姊妹啊。
And I just thought of there was a sister.
当然我不小心遇到她。
I
完全没有的，没有计划。
I met her unexpectedly. I wasn't planning to meet her.
因为遇到的时间地点都不对了，她怎么会在这里？
Because the place I happened to meet her was all wrong, whether the place or the time.
她先生儿子都一起。
And her husband and her children were with her.
这应该是两年前了。
This was probably 2 years ago.
我说，哎，你怎么会在这里？
And I was very surprised to meet her where I was at. And I asked her, Why are you here?
啊，她说，因为妈妈生病了，回不了美国。
And she told me, because my mother is sick, so we can't return to the U.S.
我说什么病啊？
And I said, what is she? What illness does she have?
后来我们讲了快一个多小时。
And we talked to all.Talked for almost an hour.
最后说你不该得这种病，我对他很熟，因为太熟了，很熟，说你不应该这样子。
And because I knew her very well, so I just said to her, you should not be like this.
他什么病？
So what was the sickness?
忧郁症。
It was depression.
忧郁到听到最后是魔鬼工作。
And in the end,
看黑影，东西压什么？我说开玩笑，因为我跟他一起同工过，就是他带我去访问了。说不应该，你绝对不应该得这个病。你可能缺少到教会来扫厕所、煮饭，每天排你来煮饭，那个扫厕所就会好。没有，这只是这样讲而已了。说你应该要悔改，你绝对做错什么事情。不会说忧郁症是，我们不是在讲忧郁症哦。你忧郁到魔鬼工作，这是灵界的。我们传道是管灵界的。如果你是身体 physical， 那这个要看到底是怎么样，是缺什么啦？有人缺这个缺那个。那如果超过这个啦，就不一样。哦，我忽然想到在你们这里啊，我是很 sure 的。有一次2003年，我从那边走过来哈。完全都没有什么预警啊！有一个姊妹从这里走过去，我一看不对，那种脸那种那不对，我马上说是换鬼，那就带到那边去讲，讲讲讲讲到一半，他就鬼话出来了：“耶稣是谁？我才不信！”不晓得你们还记得不记得？就在这里啊
！So I'm not sure.
你一看就知道这个人不对。哎，又是我们，我一问是信徒啊，因为这当时丁姊妹也有在那里听啊，你马上就知道、哦，这不是有人说，是如果是生理的，哦、这是 psychosomatic， 有时候是你心理影响生理，这是另外一回事情，那是真的是属灵的，我们的信徒，你跟他谈，要靠耶稣，要。完全信靠，讲到一半，他真的在是没有录音而已啊，有在场。他忽然说：“耶稣是谁？”他那个姊妹本来是很爱，你看他是这样子，啊，就发出来了。 哦，那一天来这里祷告啊，那个执事你也在嘛哈、哦？他不是说要服吗？你还记得吗？我不知道你，哎，我说这个给西跪啊，这个是奉主耶稣圣名站起来跪下，他就自己站起来自己跪下了。像这个不是什么生理的啦，又是啊，这是属灵的魔鬼工作啊。魔鬼工作要用属灵来处理，你在那边跟他嘿呀嘿呀嘿呀嘿呀，魔鬼笑得半死，你累死你哦。
So when the sister told me that she was ill and we talked for an hour and she told me it was depression, I told her, because I knew her very well, I told her this cannot, this shouldn't happen. And the reason I'm saying that is because she told me she was depressed to a point where Satan started attacking her. She would see the evil spirits and shadows. And I told her it's probably because you need to just come to church and serve in the church to clean or do something because this is a spiritual matter. And the reason why I was telling her that was because this is not just depression. This is depression to a point where we allow Satan to come in and to attack us. And as a minister, what we deal with are these spiritual things. For example, in 2003 in Elizabeth, there was one time I was walking to the chapel and I saw a sister and I saw her expression and I knew that she was bothered by evil spirits. So I took her to the parish hall to talk with her. And after I talked with her, the evil spirit came out and said, "Who is Jesus?" And so because this was a spiritual matter, then we came to the chapel and then I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down and pray." And then we had to deal with it that way. And so if someone is sick due to a physical reasons, if it was a psychosomatic reason, then of course that's different. But when it's something spiritual, then as a minister, we would deal with it.
我忽然想到的，这个是没有准备啊。
And this is what I just thought of right now. I wasn't prepared to share this.
我没有记错，他为什么会这样子，是因为他接受什么那个从电话什么传功还是什么？那到最后我自己的感觉，十几年了，那个鬼赶不出去，为什么？我自己在想呢，这个教会有破口。
And I remember, if I remember correctly, during that time,
我到现在我都还没有去问到底怎么样，我不晓得那个人跑去哪里了，没再看见。
对，
有时候如果这个教会不合一，或是有分歧，神常常用这个来考验哦。
And if I remember correctly, the sister was demon-possessed because she received a phone call and heard some things. And I was thinking, and this is just what I'm thinking personally, that the reason why we were not able to cast out the evil spirit was because there was a breach in the church. If the church is not unified, that is probably the reason.
有时候不是这里的，别的地方。
And not here,
对一件事情，有人进食祷告，饿得半死。有的在那里吃喝笑他们，遇到事情能够解决吗？绝对没有办法解决的。你那些祷告人，赶快吃饭吧。这些人也不要笑，大家先坐下来谈，到底要医治啊？到底不医治你，哦、
And I've seen in churches, not here.But in other places, there are times where there are members who are fasting and praying, but then there are also other members who are laughing at them while they're praying. Then I would say, just stop praying. Let's just sit down all together and have a discussion, because if the church is not unified in their beliefs and truth, then they cannot continue.
刚刚讲的还是不是大事啊?
And what I mentioned earlier is still not a very...big matter, very serious matter.
目前现在这件事叫意在了，对最大的事就是主张魔鬼自存的，以这个道理，现在已经可能埋下去了，发展出来的这个系统，这个是末世之前在真耶稣教会有史以来，我讲到都，不是说快哭了。多少人被迷惑，这是害死人啊，这个是绝对不是从神来的，这个是末世真教会的最大的考验，这是分裂教会。
And currently,
如果谁被迷惑了，可怜。
Currently, what has been the most serious issue that has happened in a true Jewish church is this teaching of the self-existence of Satan that came in the church and taken root and affected a lot of people. This is definitely not from God. This is a test that the true church has to face in the end times. And if whoever is deceived by this, then we have pity on them because this type of teaching can destroy us.
真耶稣教会现在面对，在这之前很多的，不是很多了，你可以算算有好几个，就是离开教会的那个传道，他们自己设教会了怎么样，都没有一次像这一次。这一次为什么呢？因为最基础的，等一下我们要讲的神观改变，其实连基督教都不是啊，比拜偶像更严重啊。你把魔鬼提到最高了，跟神一样了，这多大的亵渎啊！你讲这样的人，你若相信他，如果你无知的话，要悔改，那不要再转到别的地方骂教会，讲这个传道没力量，讲那个组织有做事有缺陷哦，这都是魔鬼的混乱的手段。使徒时代，好。
In previous cases, there has been times where there may be workers or preachers who left the church and started their own churches, but never before in the true Jewish church has there been something so serious as this, heresy of the self-existence of Satan, because what this teaching is it elevates Satan to be equals with God on a very fundamental level, and we'll talk about this later in our understanding of God, where this is not even Christianity.
有人会说，哎呀，你管他魔鬼怎么来？
And some people might say, who cares where the devil comes from?
你就开始在被迷惑。
But if you're saying this, then you are beginning to be deceived.
你接下来你就同意魔鬼自存了吗？
Because after that, you might agree that Satan self-exists.
如果你们当中有人这样认为魔鬼自存，一定要悔改。
If anyone among us believes that the devil self-exists, we have to repent.
绝对要悔改。
We have to repent.
在以前我不会这样子的。
In the past, I would not be like this.
自从去年、前年，我看到一节经节，等一下跟你分享。
But ever since last year or the year before, I read a verse in the Bible.
之前我是想呢，只要不被除名，他就是圣职人员，就是神的受膏者。我不敢讲一句话，虽然有时候他把事情倒着讲、转着讲，发明一些谎话来讲，我都安静，不讲一句话。十几年了，不讲。但是现在不是啊。
Previously, I was.
现在是危害到真耶稣教会的根基。等一下，我们看到。
Previously, I was thinking, as long as an ordained worker has not been excommunicated, they are still the anointed of God, and I would not say anything against them. But now I'll share the verse with you later. I realized that they are threatening and attacking the foundation of the church, and they are harming the church.
最主要是魔鬼自存，这个不要跑掉。
The most serious issue is this teaching of the self-existence of Satan. We should not try to divert around this topic, because this is the most basic problem.
神都不一样了，你还讲什么爱，讲什么公义，讲什么？
Because if you're believing...
粉饰的。
If you're believing a totally different God, then you don't even have to talk about love or any Christian works or Christian issues.
我看休息一下。
So maybe we should take a break now.
啊，同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.